Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 20th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. NASA warned staff in an email that it suspected two of its servers containing past and present employee details had been compromised, but that it didn't think that any NASA mission was put in jeopardy. The memo, which was published by the Space Ref news site, said a probe into what happened had been ongoing since October 23rd. Previous attacks against NASA include a hack that took control of computers in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory back in 2011, and in 2013, an attack against several NASA web domains. After some customers on social media and a few Mac Rumors forums claimed that their iPad Pros developed small curves or bends, Apple has confirmed to The Verge that some 2018 iPad Pros indeed ship with a slight bend in the aluminum chassis, but the company says this is simply due to the cooling process involving the iPad Pro's metal and plastic components during manufacturing and won't impair performance or get worse over time. An Amazon user in Germany got access to more than 1,000 recordings from another user of Amazon's assistant because of what the company says was an unfortunate case of human error. In addition to listening to his own recorded activities, the user was able to access 1,700 audio files from a stranger when Amazon sent him a link. German trade publication CT reported this. The files were eventually deleted from the link that Amazon sent the user, but he had already downloaded them. CT was able to identify the other user based on the recorded information available and contacted him as well. Apple updated iOS to avoid a sales ban in China with changes exclusive to China that circumvent the company's patent dispute with Qualcomm, which won a sales ban after alleging that Apple violated a pair of its patents. Last month, Qualcomm won a court injunction that banned Apple from selling iPhone models, including the 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, 8, 8 Plus, and the 10. Mac Rumors reports that iOS 12.1.2 changes the animation for when an app is forced to close and avoids a Qualcomm patent around app management. In related news, Qualcomm was granted a second injunction against Apple Thursday that bans Apple from selling some iPhones in Germany that use chips from Intel and Qorvo. Apple said it plans to appeal, but for now, iPhone 7 and iPhone 8 models would not be sold in its 15 retail stores in the country. Google will now use mobile-first indexing for more than half its web page search results globally, favoring mobile sites over desktop sites in its search results for the first time. Google started its mobile-first indexing effort back in 2016 and said it would shift over to using the mobile version of a website's content to index its pages. Some Slack users with ties to Iran, such as citizenship, found their accounts had been deactivated Thursday. The bans affected users living in several countries outside of Iran. Slack also didn't notify those users beforehand, and thus those users didn't have time to create archives or backup their data. In a statement to The Verge, Slack said it complies with all U.S. regulations on embargoed countries, which prohibit Slack use in Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Syria, and the Crimea region of Ukraine. The issue is likely linked to IP addresses in Iran that are tied to a Slack workspace primary owner. And finally, happy holidays, everybody. About 110,000 passengers on 760 flights flying in and out of Gatwick Airport in the UK have had their flights disrupted because of drones flying over the airfield. Sussex police say that they don't believe this is terror-related, but it is a deliberate act of disruption based on industrial specification drones, and the disruption could last several days. Gatwick COO Chris Woodroof said that police didn't want to shoot down the devices because of the risk from stray bullets. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.